Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kneyer, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. On today's show, I have two guests. I have Diane Popovich and I have Joyce Malachy. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Bright and sunny.
Yay, right? we're hoping in no snow, right? We are getting into that cold winter weather, right? And both Diane and Joyce are members of the Way Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, correct?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
Yep.
And how long have both of you been involved? Long time. We didn't even ask that before.
I started working here, so my membership card says 2006, even though I was here a little bit earlier than that.
And I was right around 2000, I guess, 2003, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
But it's an organization that when you join, if you choose to be involved, you can be involved and find value to it because it does help the hospital.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't even remember how many members. I myself am a member of the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, which is its own
entity,
right? Yes, but what you do for the health system is incredible, correct?
They do a lot. Yes.
Right?
A lot of fundraising. They're the fundraising arm of the hospital.
Exactly. And Diane, you're the past president, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we did a radio show when you were the president.
Probably,
weren't you?
It's been a while. Yes. I used to do a lot with Donna when I worked in the ER.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes. Oh, yeah, she would grab everyone to radio shows. I kind of harass some people, too, once in a while. But
we willingly came here.
I was just going to say, yes, you actually reached out to me, which I was thrilled. I am so happy to do the show today with both of you, because what we are going to talk about is the Way Memorial Hospital Auxiliary's Love Lights event, correct?
Yes.
So
coming right up.
Yep, coming right up. So Joyce, can you tell our listeners today what is the Love Lights event?
Okay, so the Love Lights event has been going on for over 30 years as a fundraising project for the auxiliary. And one of our members, Carol Chalmers, is still a member with us, but she had been at a statewide conference with other auxiliaries and had heard of something similar to this and brought it back to Wayne Memorial, and they adopted it as a project. And this project really helps to honor and memorialize a loved one. And so we have lights that are outside in the front of the hospital that are lighted that night of our ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And they just put them on, but people will sponsor their loved one, and they send in a donation, and then a light is lit in their memory or in honor of them. And the information who it is and who donated is put in a book, and this remembrance book is kept in the lobby of the hospital for about a month, because it will be there after New Year's still, and so anybody could come in and see, you know, what they did or who did what in that book.
Right, and it is a beautiful way to remember your loved ones. I know I participate every year, probably for the last 16 years at least, if not a little longer than that. And it is a beautiful thing to go. And, you know, the night itself is just absolutely beautiful. So, Diane, can you tell our listeners what day is the event and where does it take place?
The event is on December 1st, Monday night. At 6 o'clock in front of the hospital, the main entrance area. Depending on the weather, whether we freeze or not.
And we've never canceled this that I'm aware of.
No.
Rain, snow, sometimes freezing cold, sometimes beautiful night. And it's always been held.
Right.
And there's always been an audience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyone is welcome to come.
Anyone is welcome to come, whether you get yourself involved with giving a donation or whatever. Anybody can can show up.
Right, right. Because who else will be there? Because they have a ceremony, don't they?
We have a ceremony. Our president of the auxiliary, she starts the whole thing. We have the choir from Homestead High School and the band. They will be there singing Christmas carols and playing music. Jim Pettinato is our CEO. He will be there to say a few words. And then we...
Mary Bryant.
Mary Bryant will do the blessing, or she's our minister that helps us out, and she will do the blessing of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then we distribute candles and everybody lights them and we sing and have a good time.
Right, right.
And it's very solemn though. I mean, it's not like a party time. It's a solemn event because mm-hmm. we're showing reverence for those that we love.
Right.
The candles bring some of that into a play
exactly.
too.
Exactly. And everyone, you know, you begin lighting one, two candles, mm-hmm. and then everyone shares that mm-hmm. light with everyone that mm-hmm. is around in the area. And so, yeah, it's right out in front of the concourse, so it's between the ED entrance and the main mm-hmm. entrance right yeah. there, and we close that area off so people can stand. And, yes, if it is a cool night or a chilly night, make sure you wear your gloves, right,
and
your
hats.
And your hats, definitely, for sure. How can somebody get more information on this event or, you know, obtain, I know there's a little kind of form that you can fill out and, you know, put your loved one's name on it, and there's a cost to it, correct?
Yes. Well,
it's a donation.
$5 for each person that you might want to honor or memorialize. And auxiliary members have gotten this information in the newsletter that they get. We have sent out probably 250 letters to previous donors from the years past who continue to come, and they get a coupon also. And coupons have been placed in various merchants mm-hmm. areas and the hospital public places. They can be found in little cardboard holders or plexiglass holders,
mm-hmm.
and it says Love Lights on it, so
right.
it's pretty, you know, it identifies itself.
The gift shop or the gift box at the hospital has them, the other
shops.
Shop 1 and 2, Homestead and Holly,
mm-hmm.
they were put in some of the banks,
mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. if you go into the bank, they're on the counter probably.
Or you could call
right.
a couple different people.
You got the numbers or
yes.
not?
I have the number. Yes, I do.
Oh, you know, they can also call me. You know, they can call my office, and we would be happy to send one out to them. So my office number at the hospital is 570-253-8422. And we love to work with the auxiliary. We help with some of their communications, Margaret Allen, Lindsay Williams, with the development of flyers and getting that notices out. So definitely you can give me a call and we will send that out to you. Also that night, after the celebrations of life.
Yep.
Remembering our loved ones that have passed. There is light refreshments, right?
Exactly.
Some
yep.
hot cocoa, little
hot cocoa.
Cookies.
Yep. You need hot cocoa on a cold night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this event does take a while to plan. I'm right. So do you have a committee of members that you want to give a shout out to?
For sure. We have, I think there are 9 people altogether. I'll count them as I say the names. But Tammy Baker, Dagmar Bucci, Kathy Carlson, Marie Doherty, Jeannie Finkel, myself, Diane, Jen Sinclair Moore,
mm-hmm.
and Carol Chalmers and Linda Fitzpatrick. So that's 10 people that I counted. And we do have meetings throughout mostly like from the fall, starting August.
August yeah.
we started. But we pretty much, this has been going on for so many years now that there's a checklist that we follow
right,
and
right.
stuff. And it's we know what's happening
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and when it has to happen
it has to happen
exactly
and we you know the other shout out is to the print shop here at the hospital because
that's
they
right.
do a lot of work for us with
exactly
the papers mm-hmm. and the coupons and all. So
yeah, there so there are yeah. many people involved and mm-hmm. you know volunteering their time, which we appreciate as a community. And over the years, the 30 years, again, you said this is a fundraiser, right?
It is.
For the, you know, that benefits the Wayne Memorial Health System.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
the auxiliary, again, is their own identity, their own, like, organization. But you help support, like you said, you do yep. the fundraising.
And it does help the health system and Wayne Woodlands.
Right.
Whatever the hospital feels and the system feels that they could use the money for. So.
Exactly. Like yeah. we use, you know, the auxiliaries donated a lot of money to help with physician recruitment, mm-hmm. right? So we have all these specialty services
yep.
here.
Equipment has been purchased.
Exactly.
The mammogram room has been done by that. The,
exactly.
The
mammo bus.
Bus,
yep.
yes.
Yep.
We did. The heliport we did.
Exactly.
So
yep.
there's a lot of
thousands
things
of dollars that the hospital has. Mm-hmm. Well, over the years, since I've been involved, I know that the hospital has benefited over $2 million
yes.
from projects that the auxiliary
mm-hmm.
has started, established, and,
mm-hmm.
and continued.
Right.
So this is a smaller project, and yet every penny counts, which is one of the little projects that go on with the auxiliary. Every penny counts. There, you might see a drop box for whatever your change is,
mm-hmm.
and put that
mm-hmm.
in there, and it accumulates
right.
and helps.
Exactly. And, you know, anyone can become a member of the auxiliary,
correct?
Correct?
Yes.
So, you know, they look for, you know, anyone out there in the community that wants to do, and there's many different committees. The Love Lights is just one mm-hmm. of the many
yep.
events that you hold, but there are, you know, other events that you do.
We just had a project this week. We had a 2-day jewelry sale.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And the purse bingo that is,
yep,
you know,
up.
That happened. Well, after this show airs, it'll be already passed, I know. Yes, we do pre-record the show. Unfortunately, we're not at the station at 7:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. We would love to be. Okay, so we have about 2.5 minutes left. Can we talk the Love Lights? What's the date and the time?
Sure. It's December 1st,
right?
Which is a Monday evening,
mm-hmm.
rain or shine, snow or sleet, whatever, at 6 o'clock.
And you start at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock is when we start.
Right.
Yep.
So come a little early,
yep.
get a parking spot.
6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and it's a brief ceremony. It might be 25 minutes long, and the refreshments are there outside after, which are grab-and-go kind of things because
right.
of how we've gotten to be here with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the lights are always lit throughout
right.
the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
and people are welcome to come in and take a look at the remembrance book.
Right.
That will be on display
mm-hmm.
in the main lobby.
Right. And individuals, again, there is a little coupon that we ask individuals to fill out. And you could put multiple names on it, but we, you know, they are requesting a $5 donation per name. And again, that money comes back full, you know.
Oh, for sure. For
you
sure.
know, to our community,
yeah.
to our hospital.
And just to show how this is not just a Honesdale event, we have people who have done this over the years, and when they send in their coupons with their names, they might be coming from upstate New York, and they make plans to be here and
mm-hmm.
stay overnight and to come to the little ceremony that we have, and they look forward to things like that. And that's just one instance of
mm-hmm.
how it reaches out there.
Right. And it does, you know, it's not for just families who have lost someone here at Wayne Memorial. You know,
mm-hmm.
it could be anyone in our community.
Yeah.
Where their loved ones, and their loved ones may not have lived in Wayne
right,
County.
Right,
exactly.
You know, I put my parents on there,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, my husband and my father-in-law, you know, those people who are near and dear to my heart.
Exactly.
Which, again, every time I look at those lights, it reminds me of them,
yep.
and which is so special.
See, it's done its job.
It does. It
yeah.
does, and
yeah.
it leaves a special place. And, you know, occasionally we only have, like, a couple of minutes left, but the hospital does run a grief support group for individuals. So, and that's part of the hospital with our social work and our clergy department here. And so always look for that if you feel like you need more, you know, more help and just support if you have, if you're going through a difficult time. Yep. Right.
Well, go online, WMH.org, and you can look up all these different things there.
Exactly. And the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary also has their own Facebook page, and this information will be on that Facebook page. And it's Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary. Very simple name, right?
Exactly.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate everything that you do, that the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary does for our community. It is so beneficial. It is so meaningful. And so thank you.
And very self-satisfying in some way. You know, it really is. It helps us. We're giving.
Exactly.
Anytime we do something for them, we're giving.
Right. And there's no hour limit set on that, that giving back to, you know, to the community. Okay, well, thank you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you would like a coupon for Love Lights, give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.